Seasoned violence monitor and activist Marida Haas says having Police Minister Bakhi Qele calling the shots is dangerous for the country. She writes in an opinion piece that security through policing is far more important, or far too important, to be left to politicians. The activist believes that the police's lack of action during the violent July protests and the possible suspension of the SAPS commissioner, Kela Sitole, raises further concerns about election-related security issues. Mary joins us this morning on the line. Mary, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman, and listeners.
you seemingly blame Police Minister Bakhi Qele for the leadership crisis in the SAPS. Why?
Well, look, there's a long history of politicization of policing. This is the culmination of it. I think we don't understand that since 1994, initially there was an attempt to move away from the politicized policing of apartheid, although in this province, the IFP, which was in power, did kind of constantly interfere in policing. And then when Qele was MEC, in the early 2000s, he then started. Then, of course, he became commissioner, which is entirely inappropriate. You see, it involves the separation of functions between politicians and bureaucrats, and that doesn't happen in South Africa. And politicians constantly interfere in operational matters, including in health, etc. Now, that becomes exceedingly dangerous in policing, and that is the crux of the problem. That, you see, Qele or anyone else in that position is a minister. They have designated roles. It's their responsibility to make sure that the people who are the CEOs, or in this place the commissioner, that they are not supposed to be hands-on. They are not supposed to be involved in operational matters themselves. Because, and I mean, there's an SAPS Act that's very clear about the job of the commissioner. And again, as I said, it's if you are a minister, and I mean, Parliamentary Committee on Policing agrees with me when I've written to them and said, but hang on a sec, ministers aren't supposed to be hands-on in operational matters. And that brings me to the present position, you see, because what you have is, you have now, you know, elections, politically related violence. Now, the minister is heading a task team into political killings. And the person who heads that task team is not even a detective. The person who heads the task team should be reporting to the Commissioner of Police, and he's not doing that. He is reporting to the minister. Now, how can you have any credible investigations into political killings when the minister, and in this case, the minister is a senior politician in KwaZulu-Natal, which has most political killings and which most of those killings involve are intra-party. Now, if you are, say, EFF, are you going to trust an ANC minister to oversee investigations? Or if you're ANC, you know that the people who are suspects may be colleagues of the minister. So do you see why it's so dangerous?
Is there any law to protect against this? Is what he's doing illegal in any way?
Well, he's illegal in terms of, if you look at the Police Act, it's very clear the lines of reporting in the Police SAPS Act. I mean, you don't have a brigadier. He's now promoted to general. He's never been a detective. He was in the KwaZulu Police Guarding service, then he became integrated into the operational, you know, the public order policing, the NIU, those are operational response. So he's not a detective to start with. Okay. Now, he should be reporting. I mean, it should be the commissioner who appoints the person who leads a team of investigators, or, you know, I mean, there's a whole hierarchy in the police of how it works, you know. And the other problem we have is, through all these years of political policing, especially during the Zuma years when Qele was commissioner, then Pieka took over and she was taking political instructions, you actually had the growth of a very bloated police service with lots of generals, brigadiers, instead of the guys who actually do the work. And some of those brigadiers and generals were not even police. They were politicians who were integrated like bodyguards. So you're sitting with a police service that needs a lot of trimming and cleaning up, which this new commissioner, the commissioner for the last 3 years, has started to do. He's trying to sort things out. I have seen definite improvement. So you have that reporting structure. So the parliamentary committee agrees that that the minister should not be running. Take the Miewa soccer killing. I mean, the minister's running a separate team to the police. I mean, this just messes things up. And it gets worse, let me tell you, because this task team, and I have lists of political killings, and I can tell you they have not, in 3 years, with all the resources they have, they've made a lot of arrests that have turned out to be malicious arrests. There are very few prosecutions of the high-profile cases that I have records of. And even the breakthrough in the Sindiza Magakra case was made before they took over. So it gets worse because there was media reports 2 months ago that there was an intelligence report, a counterintelligence report. Counterintelligence is supposed to monitor the operations of intelligence agents. Now, we know that intelligence services during the Zuma years were entirely captured. And the intelligence service has a mixture of people in dating back, some from apartheid, some specially trained by Zuma overseas, and some of them just people trying to do their jobs. Okay. Now, this counterintelligence report, and I find this quite terrifying, actually. The counterintelligence report showed that the police and crime intelligence in this province, three of them from the apartheid years, were running political hit squads. I kind of felt I was back 30 years when the police were running hit squads. This is a democracy. So what happens is that apparently this report is handed to the then head of intelligence, who was General Jacobs. General Jacobs gives it to the political task team. Now, General Jacobs is supposed to give it to the national commissioner, gives it to the task team, and these media reports in two media houses say, but the minister said, no, we can't do anything about this. It's just too embarrassing for the police. Now, I find that terrifying. If the minister, he now denies he knows about the report. Well, I've asked Parliament. I've sent a very detailed request to Parliament, to the Intelligence and Police Oversight Committees, to interrogate this whole thing. Because how do we know if there are still police from, you know, now or years ago, running hit squads in crime intelligence? They were also accused, by the way, of destabilization, burning trucks. How do we know that they weren't involved in what happened in July? I mean, I just think this is outrageous that nothing's been done about it. And it's basically, you asked about laws. This is basically a failure of oversight of Parliament, which is devastating for democracy. We rely on Parliament to actually make sure that ministers are held accountable, that even the president's held accountable, and they're not doing it.
Yeah. Mary, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Mary de Haas, a seasoned violence monitor and activist, talking to us about why she feels Bheki Cele calling the shots is dangerous for the country, and that he's not supposed to be operationally involved, and he seems to want to do so on an increasing basis.